This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah! It's not Evan and Tiki. Sorry to disappoint. Keith McPherson on the fan, filling in for Evan, Tiki, Sean, and Tommy. You got me till 7 p.m., and then Big Mac's going to fill in for me? I don't know. It's Labor Day. It's Monday, Labor Day, September 1st. And, you know, as you're reflecting on the summer you just had, as you're reflecting on work and not working today, and you're reflecting on the weekend that we just had as baseball fans here in New York, it continues. I was just talking to Moose, as you just heard. The Yankees should be playing today, but they're off. The travel day gets set up for a holiday, and it is what it is. But you also just heard that yesterday I was at Citi Field, my first time at Citi Field all season. And shout out to the Mets and everybody with the Mets that basically helped me, you know, get in and get downstairs to see Blippi and have my son meet, you know, his favorite character. But we won't spend too much time on that. It'll come back around. Let's talk about the game. And that's a homer. The timing. So I just tweeted out, at Keith McPherson, if you follow me on Twitter, you know, the Sean Manaea first pitch plays right into my opening. And that pitch that Sean Manaea just threw gave up the little bit of a lead that the Mets got back. And what I'm seeing here is, like, listen, there's no time left. It's September 1st. Wake me up when August ends. There's no time left to keep hoping Sean Manaea figures it out. I was just telling Paulie, I'd put him on the IL tonight. He just gave up another homer. And it seems like the Mets have to always overcome these guys on the mound. Yesterday, I'm in Citi Field, and the guy next to me, when Kodai Senga gives up the homer to Augustin Ramirez, right? Former almost Yankee, who we're all familiar with, Yankee fans, right? The Yankees got swept by the Marlins. They lost 3 games to the Marlins. He won 1 game for them. But, you know, I'm sitting next to a guy that kind of just throws his hands in the air like, that's the game. No, that's not the game. You got to overcome that. But there's something to be said about these Mets having to overcome these starting pitchers. They got up for Jonah Tong. Jonah Tong's debut. I love the little Terrence and Phillips graphic from South Park that they had for him. Yeah, they got up for that game. They were able to hit, and they were able to win that game pretty easily. They get up for Nolan McLean starts, but there's this like vibe when it's Kodai Senga on the mound. There's no confidence, and so much of the game obviously now is analytics and numbers and not enough feel, not enough of the human element, not enough of the heartbeat of the game. And I think this Mets team knows that right now, okay, you lose 3 out of 4 in your building to the Marlins, and the fans were there. It was packed yesterday. It was packed for all these games. The fans have shown up. But the vibe was completely different than the 3 against the Phillies. Why? Depends who's pitching, man. Depends who's on the mound. That's where it starts. I heard Carlos Mendoza say it starts and ends with the performance on the mound, and there's not enough time left in September for you to chance it. Help is on the way. Sean Manaea, I'd be done with. It's unfortunate. He had a great year last year. You paid him. He hasn't been what you've expected him to be. He's got loose bodies in the elbow, right? They shut Frankie Montas down. I think this guy's got to be next to be shut down. You got to make room. September call-ups, okay. You got to make room. You know Brandon Sproat is on the way. You also know Tyler McGill has, I think, another rehab start before he can help out. You also know that Kodai Senga, they leaned into potentially skipping his next start, and you should. Because the Mets' offense is hitting. They're producing. They had a historic month of August. Juan Soto almost won you a game the other day, and I thought that was going to be his Mets moment. But you've got to overcome so much. David Peterson, who has been solid, but he's had some clunkers as well. If David Peterson doesn't have it, they've got to overcome it. It's just too much for the make-it-happen Mets to make happen. Vientos has been going crazy. You're getting contributions from everybody, from Jeff McNeil to Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, obviously Juan Soto. And you're surviving right now with Luis Torrens and Hayden Sanger. And Francisco Alvarez will not be denied, will not be deterred. He wants parts. He wants to get back into the action. So I would say this. The pitching is the most important thing. There's no more time to waste. Nolan McLean has been sensational. He's a lock. He's in there. Jonah Tong, a little bit younger, a little less experienced. Okay. But he's here now. So you try to figure it out with that young guy the rest of the way. But Kodai Senga, I'd at least take this next start off. I'd at least be ready to skip a start and give him some rest. Maybe his hammy, he needs some more treatment. He hasn't been the same since Pete Alonso pulled him off the bag and he got hurt. And then Manaea, we all know, loose bodies. He may need the surgery. Maybe they shut him down. Jamai Jones shouldn't be hitting your first pitch out of the ballpark. Yankee fans also familiar with Jamai Jones. Like, this is a Mets team that has to compete, and I think they will. They should be able to beat Charlie Morton today. Like I said, they did immediately come back, right? They gave up the one run with Manaea in the solo shot. They did come right back and take the lead 2-1, but then he just gave the lead right back with a two-run bomb. There's something to be said about the vibe, about the energy, about the feel of the team when they know somebody's on the mound that can't be trusted, someone that they're expecting to perform better, and then as soon as they fold, it's like everybody folds. You know, I'd said that they had a glass jaw a bit, but they've actually fought. They've come back, right? Just this weekend, they fought. They had rallies to come back, but it fell too short. Losing to the Marlins is tough because it's like the Marlins starting nine makes what Juan Soto makes. You know, when you look at the disparity in payroll, it's that this team should not be able to beat you. But you know the Marlins play the Mets tough. It doesn't matter who it is. They played them tough in the beginning of the year when the Mets were singing the praises of one Sandy Alcantara because they wanted to trade for him. Fast forward to now, he's still on the Marlins, and the Mets didn't make a trade for a starter at all. They're facing Charlie Morton, who was dealt to the Tigers, and I don't expect him to do much but eat innings for them. I do expect the Mets to rise to the occasion. They did so against the Phillies, right? I've seen them rise to the occasion against the Dodgers. I've seen them rise to the occasion against the Brewers. I've seen them rise to the occasion against teams that they will be in line to face in the postseason. They have a letdown against the Marlins. The Marlins are not going to be playing next month. Let's see how they match up here against the Tigers. Let's see how they match up through this stretch run here against the Reds. Go sweep the Reds in their building. All they did was lose in this last couple weeks to be four games back. I don't think you got to worry so much about that postseason spot with the Mets. They're in. Now, obviously, it feels like losing three out of four to the Marlins pushes the division out of reach, but you can't say that either. There's still a lot of games to play. You're just looking at this strength of schedule where after you face the Reds, you got to go to Philly for four, and they're going to want some get back in their building. They're going to want some payback at Citizens Bank Park. 888-808-1019. Starting with the Mets, I just think they're the bigger story right now coming off the weekend and the disappointment that was losing the series, not splitting the series, only winning one game, that Jonah Tong start, losing the series in your building to the Marlins. After you swept the Phillies, baseball is a roller coaster. It's up and down. It's up and down. We take it game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. Here we are in the last month. Here we are looking at the Mets and the Yankees. And I think this weekend, like, if you wanted to not watch either team play and then turn on the fan today and find out what happened, you wouldn't be surprised. Okay, the Yankees take 3 out of 4 from the White Sox. The Mets lost 3 out of 4 to the Marlins. Well, okay, we've seen that before. But, like, not much has really changed as far as what we expect from them. The Yankees are on the other side. The Yankees play up for their down competition and down for the up competition. Like, they see the Astros or the Tigers or the Blue Jays or the Red Sox, and they fold. But if they see the Cardinals, Tampa Bay Rays, Nationals, White Sox, double-digit runs, multiple home runs, guys are pitching, hitting, playing deep. Everything's going their way. They're even winning extra inning games against these teams. Well, I will tip my cap to the Yankees and say good on the Yankees for handling their business. But I'm not entertained. I'm not entertained. The Yankees handled business against the White Sox. They should have won yesterday. The bat got taken out of Cody Bellinger's hands, but there were other opportunities in that inning. Judge. There were other opportunities earlier in that game. Stanton gets robbed. There were just other opportunities to score more runs and put a team like the White Sox away. But good for the White Sox. That's baseball as well. It's hard to beat a team 4 times in their own building. But where I'm at with the Yankees, and I just said this to Moose, you know, he said he's expecting them to have a pulse, or they should have a pulse. And I said, are you expecting them to? I don't know. Fool me, can't fool me again. Here comes another test. They failed every other test. Fool me, can't fool me again. They are who they are until proven otherwise. Like, beating up on the bad teams helps you in the standings, yeah. But I feel like as Yankee fans, like, we can't get so excited about the home runs. We can't get so excited about, I mean, I guess you can get excited about Cam Schlittler. And we'll talk more about him today. But we can't get excited until we see what they do in this next 12 games, this next 4 series. That's it. That's it. Because what they do in this next 4 series, 12 games against teams that are a lock to be in October. Yes, 3 first-place teams in the Houston Astros, the Toronto Blue Jays. That ball drops in. Watching the Met game here, we'll do, oh, I would have sent him. Anyway, the Mets have the bases loaded, no outs in the top of the fourth. So, again, I said they should get to Charlie Morton, who's already at 71 pitches here, but, like, shouldn't have to overcome the deficit every other inning because their starting pitcher can't hold, can't throw strikes, can't keep the ball in the ballpark. But, anyway, this is falling in line with what I'm saying. And they can't, you know, Juan Soto struck out when they had 2 on before and left two on. And it's just another Juan Soto strikeout in a spot where you want to see him. And I'm not getting on Juan Soto because we were joking about him being low leverage, and he did come through this weekend. But, like, this time around here, bases loaded, no out, bottom of the order, Brett Beatty up. Juan Soto most likely will bat again without a double play here. Like, they've got to cash in. By the time I check back on this score, it should be 4-3 Mets at least. 888-808-1019. But the Yankees, right? Yeah, yeah. You know, sweep them so I know that it's real. They did not sweep the White Sox. And like I said, the bat got taken out of Cody Bellinger's hand. And you know, Belly was clutch in this series. And maybe he would have done something there. But going to face the Houston Astros in what has been a house of horrors. I like the fact that they're wearing cowboy hats. I like the fact that they're leaning into going to Texas. Like, you know, they have played well in Houston in the regular season. Go sweep the Astros. You know, go sweep the Astros in their building and then come back to Yankee Stadium. The weather's going to be nice. Hoodie season is upon us in the morning and late at night, getting a nice little chill. Come home for that Blue Jay series and win the series. And then you host the Tigers and you got to win that series. So I'm looking at them, and then they go on the road to Fenway. With these 12 games, splitting 6-6, not good enough. Because it's about more than the standings now. Yeah, they're going to make the postseason. They're going to be a wild card team. They should be challenging for the division, and we'll get that matchup against Toronto this upcoming weekend. But they need to win these series. Beat the Astros. Beat the Blue Jays. Beat the Tigers. Or even if you lose the series, do it close. So at least we feel some type of renewed energy around what will happen in the postseason. So at least we feel some type of confidence going into October that you're not going to just get smacked by the first team you play. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen enough. They have it. They have enough pitching. They have enough hitting. They have the bullpen. They have it. They just got to put it all together. 888-808-1019. 101.9. We'll start with the Mets, start with the Yankees. I know we'll get more Yankee calls, Yankee questions, Yankee concerns. And, you know, when the Met game ends, we will get into the Mets, of course. We'll also talk about Archie Manning. And we'll also talk about Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones. You done did it now. Sorry for yelling. We'll talk about week one. It is week one. Yes. The NFL is back. Get your fantasy drafts in. Get your fantasy drafts done. We have real NFL football on Thursday. And then I cannot wait till Sunday. And then we're off and running, man. It's the most wonderful time. Like, I love this time of year when football starts and baseball really gets cooking. And before you know it, this month will pass and basketball training camps will open, hockey preseason will start, and there'll be so many storylines and things to talk about on The Fan. Good to be back. Been off for a couple days. I mean, we'll talk about vacation stuff and weekend stuff and Blippi and all that good stuff as well. If you're driving where you're driving, rock with me. I'm on till 7. I've got you for the next 5 hours. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. You got me till 7, and then Big Mac will take us all the way until midnight on this Monday, Labor Day holiday on The Fan. Now, I said the next time I update you on the Mets game, it should be at least 4-3. The generational Juan Soto, not low leverage Juan Soto. As I just said, his first at bat prior to, he struck out, leaving guys on. Not this time around. Juan Soto, grand slam, his first grand slam as a New York Met.
He's wonderful.
No, 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 don't hit that. Don't hit that. Leave that one tucked away. We'll forget about that. Marvelous. Shout out to John Sterling.
Wonderful.
I don't know if it's me. I'm never leaving if I get a John Sterling drop. But anyway, Juan Soto right now is another reason. Look at this. He's batting .400 with runners in scoring position since August 1st. He's 10 for 25. Hello, Juan Soto activated. Juan Soto not having a down year. Juan Soto coming in clutch is another reason why Met fans should be excited about where you're headed.
Try to grow a dynasty.
Not like that. Like, you're not heading towards a dynasty, but like, you're headed towards competitive baseball against really good pitching and really good teams where Juan Soto thrives, where Juan Soto excels in those moments. Now, I know Charlie Morton is whatever he is, but, you know, Juan Soto hitting a grand slam, Juan Soto hitting two-run blast. Did he have a three-run homer? I know we were looking for that because he was Juan Solo for so long, right? All of his home runs were solo
shots. Juan Solo!
Well, there's four for him early. And you got to feel good about that. Just keep pushing as far as like the offense is clicking right now. You just got to get some good starts. And you have guys that are capable of that. I just wouldn't keep trying to get that out of Kodai Senga, out of Sean Manaea. I'd call a spade a spade. You got other guys. You got other options. You got Tyler McGill on the way. You got Brandon Sproat to call up to.
Yeah, at this point, just for today's game, Manaea already has 61 pitches through the first three innings. If he can get through five, one or two more innings, and the Mets have a three-run lead already. And let's see what this bullpen, now maybe not Helsley, but we'll see what this bullpen can do on the road. And this isn't like an old-school Tigers team. This Tigers team is good. Like, these guys got talent.
Who's the long man? You don't have Paul Blackburn anymore. You don't have Frankie Montas anymore. Brandon Waddell threw four and a third. Who's the long man today, assuming that they're going to have to just piece this together, assuming that Manaea is not going to go much deeper than the fourth or fifth inning.
Right. I would think that's where we're probably heading is he's going to go. He's got to get through
this bottom of the fourth. And now they just gave him a three-run lead. There's no excuse. So there's the last out. Going to the bottom of the fourth here. Mets up six. Tigers have three. Big Juan Soto grand slam. And like I said, I just think that the Mets are going to respond against better competition. It's one of those things. It's one of those human things to let your guard down. It's one of those human things to underestimate your opponent, to not get up for a game against the Marlins and not get up for a game in the game when Kodai Senga gives it up or David Peterson gives it up. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's just what I've felt looking at these games. It's tough to overcome, and they shouldn't have to always overcome starting pitchers that can't go deep in games. It's too late for that now. It's September. 888-808-1019. You know, another thing is like, these guys have started to gel. These guys, and not start to gel, but like, I talk a lot about evolution of teams. There's no talk about, is Juan Soto happy anymore? There's no talk about, is Juan Soto missing the Yankees or having a down year? No, Juan Soto's balling. And the Mets offense is balling. Sleeper Mets put out a tweet, the Mets offensive stats in August. They have a .289 batting average, a .366 on-base percentage. They hit 53 home runs. That was an all-time month for the Mets as far as hitting home runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Front. 176 runs scored, 29 stolen bases. They're stealing bags, too. The unfortunate part, as the tweet goes on, and mentions the franchise record for home runs, is that they went 11-17 in the month. October is about who gets hot at the right time. As you've seen with the Mets, they got hot last year, and they were able to get through this time. Looking for a tweet from Just Mets. Just Mets put out today, the Mets on September 1st in their last two seasons. In 2024, they were 73-64, one game back of the third wild card spot. This time last year. In 2025, they're 73-64 with a four-game lead on the third wild card spot. They're in a better spot than they were last year. The Reds aren't catching them. And again, this is tune-up time. If the Mets can play their best baseball in September against these quality opponents, that should make the Met fan feel good about their chances in October. Don't let anyone tell you that they're cooked, that they don't have a shot in October. Don't let anyone tell you they don't have the pitching. They do have the pitching. They just need to cancel out their lack of pitching in Sean Manaea, Kodai Senga. They already canceled out Frankie Montas. I think you should feel fine about Clay Holmes. David Peterson will bounce back. McLean has been incredible to start his Mets career, his MLB career. Jonah Tong should build off of what he did. Tyler McGill is coming back. I just think, you know, I heard a lot of negativity. I heard a lot of disappointment, and I understand that coming off of what you just did, a homestand where you sweep the Phillies and then you win three against the first place team in your division, and then you lose three to a team that was like 14 games behind you. But that's not going to matter, man. We are some days away. What I see in this team is they have a lot of hitters. What I see in this team is that they have a good bullpen, and I know some of the guys that you got in the bullpen, it hasn't been great, but they got to be great when it matters the most. When they play against better competition, they rise to the occasion. They're not going to be playing against the Nationals in October. 888-808-1019. As I'm watching this game and all my calls are rolling in Yankees, and I did speak on the Yankees a bit, I just think the Yankees are on a different side of the coin. When the Yankees see some of their boogeymen in the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox, even the Toronto Blue Jays, they throw the ball around, they strike out, they can't keep the ball in the park, and that's got to change. This is the final test. This is the final countdown here for me. I got off the roller coaster August 8th because they wanted to pitch Devin Williams in a tied game that I felt like the Yankees should have won, could have won, needed. And they're going to keep pitching Devin Williams. They're going to keep putting him in position to give up runs. But whatever. The ride continues. I'm never giving up on a season. I'm still watching these games and rooting for the team. And Sean Manaea gives up another run here. Yeah. This is an interesting one. Let's get to some Yankee fans. Let's talk to some Yankee fans. Because I know Yankee fans want to talk to me. I know the Met fan is watching the game. And I might not be the most famous in the Met world. I was saying that to my wife as we went to Citi Field. I'm like, hey, we might get heckled a little bit. There might be some people. And there was nothing. There was no negative energy. It was all positive. We go to Citi Field. Every person that either said hello or shook my hand was super cool. Of course, I didn't wear my Yankee hat or any Yankee gear in there. Met fans, overwhelmingly, that I've met are nice. These are my Mets. Right. Someone just said in, Hector in Washington Heights, he had a space that I jumped into a couple hours ago today. And someone said to him, hey, I thought Mets haters aren't allowed. And I said, I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets more than any Mets ever. I have paid attention to these are my Mets more than any. I know all of these players. I know how we got here. Steve Cohen, David Stearns. And, now I'm even going to the ballpark so that my son can meet Blippi. And I'm sitting there amongst Mets fans rooting for him. It's just it was a great day for baseball. A beautiful day out there. It just didn't go your way. All right, let's bring the calls in. 888-808-1019. Sam in Rockland first up. You got it, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. I really do believe the Yankees are going to go on the run in these next 12 games. And the reason is this. Their issue with Boston and Toronto has never been talent. They have more talented roster, I think, than Boston and Toronto. Their issue has been when they get there, they play scared. So I hope at least that the momentum they got from the 7-game winning streak is going to make them come in there with confidence, maybe not throw the ball around. And if they do that, I think they win.
That sounds good, Sam. Appreciate the call. Hope is not a strategy. I hope so, too. I hope the Yankees don't lose another game the rest of 2025. But I can only go off of what I've seen. I can only go off of the data we have. I can only go off of the record we have. I don't have it in front of me, but it's not good. Their record against the Astros, the Blue Jays, and the Red Sox doesn't lead you to believe that that's going to change in a couple weeks here coming up. I would love for it to, because that's what I said. It's a test. They failed the last test. Show up. Play a clean game. Pitch well. Hit. Win the game. That's what I found, even against these lesser teams. Against the White Sox, there was the will to win. No, we're supposed to win this game. Let's find a way to win it. Let's not drop this game. Let's win this game. Let's win this series like they did. But no, I'm just not in the camp of like glass half full with these guys. I'm just not in the part of the fan base right now that is overly optimistic because they beat up. We've seen them beat up on good teams and then fall flat on their faces. Like, what just happened? What just happened, folks? We were so excited for this Red Sox series. Yeah, the vibes are back. Momentum, right? They go to St. Louis. They sweep the Cardinals. They don't even need Giancarlo Stanton. Then they play two against the Tampa Bay Rays in their spring training home, and they set the home run record, tie the home run record. Cam Schlittler, perfect through six innings. You're just getting these good feelings and good vibes about the Yankees. And then as soon as the Red Sox come in, they can't score. Soon as the Red Sox come in, they're committing errors. Soon as the Red Sox come in, they're getting doubled up, running in the outs. And it's like, they are who we thought they are. Charlie's in Queens on the fan. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Keith. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Watching literally Sean Manaea give the lead back up again, which goes back into what I'm saying. I'm not letting him pitch again. I'm just putting him on the IL. Get the surgery on your elbow. Get that all squared away. The Mets have had too many games where they score runs. 8 runs should win you a game, but they got to consistently overcome bad starting performances. And we're in another one right now. It's 6-5 Mets. And there's a runner on first, 2 outs. But how you doing, Charlie? I ain't seen you in a while.
No, I haven't. Went to the stadium to the one of the Washington games. And I know you're not going to be going to the game where they're giving away the football jersey.
No, I'm actually going to be, at Bernie Williams softball game coming up, and I'll talk about that later today. I'm wearing my jersey in here, and yeah, I'll be spending the night in Connecticut as we get ready to play in the 2025 celebrity softball game on the 6th.
With the Yankees, basically, they got to stop beating themselves. It's a situation where, like, you got to get out of your own head. Just play the damn game and think to yourself, it's an opponent. Don't even look at them at the Red Sox or anything. They're the obstacle that's in my way to get what I want. And I know I can beat them, so just beat them. Don't get too crazy about it.
Yeah, I am very excited to watch. I just don't have the confidence because of what I've seen. And I am hoping that, like, hey, whether it's the Cowboys hats, going on the road, rallying around guys like Caballero or the year that Trent Grisham is having or whatever it is, I'm hoping that they feel better about going toe-to-toe with these teams because there's no break here. The next 12 games, you're playing postseason baseball.
And I think the thing with Volpe is I think they should have sent him down. It's not even like, you're trying to hurt his progress. You can't really keep up putting him in a position where he's going to fail. Because after a while, he's just going to give up.
No, he's never going to give up. Thanks for the call, Charlie. And the Yankees are never going to give up. I'd said that prior to this series. I think I was on Wednesday, and I told you guys I was at that game on Wednesday, and I was just like so down on the fans booing Volpe. I think I was watching the game yesterday, and the way that Rate Field is set up, if you've ever been to the south side of Chicago, like you're sitting right behind the dugout. Everybody, if you're a good heckler, they can hear you. Like when Ketel Marte heard a guy say something about his mom, that's because in that building, like if you're loud and you're a good heckler, you know, they can hear you. And we could hear what they were saying yesterday, and the fans are not helping. Some fans want to chant, Volpe, Volpe, and in between they're chanting, Volpe sucks, Volpe sucks. And it's just like, the Yankees, I told you when we were going into this series, it's the White Sox. They're going to play him. They're not going to sit him against the White Sox. I also told you it wasn't a punishment or a banishment, and they're taking Sean Manaea out right here. We just talked about, and I'll get back to the Volpe point, but I'm watching this game, and I'm literally like, this is what I had in my note. This got to be his last start. It's non-competitive. As Juan Soto just hit a grand slam.
What a loser. Can you imagine being a bigger loser than Sean Manaea after Soto hits a grand slam off his knees?
You can't
hold. By the way, 6-3, and you pitch, what, 22 pitches
that
inning?
You let them turn the, I don't know, bro.
What a loser Sean Manaea is. What a disaster after such a good year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
After last year or two, what an absolute loser. Acknowledge this. What a disaster.
Vincent Vaughn. Vincent, the glue, Paulie, Paul's randomness. Such a Mets fan. I'm trying to be positive. I said, I got no bad words about the Mets after the Mets did me a solid and brought me through and treated my son like we were VIP to go meet Blippi. I got nothing bad to say.
And again, we just spoke about it. The Mets are making the postseason. The Mets are making the postseason.
Sure.
This game means nothing in that regard. The Mets are making the postseason. But Minaya,
he's not making any postseason starts. He can't be trusted. And that's what I'm saying. The vibe is killed. The vibes were up. I'm looking at Twitter as Juan Soto is celebrating, you know, and everybody's talking about clutch Soto is unlocked. High leverage Soto. Juan Soto's doing it. And before they can take the picture in the dugout and celebrate, Sean Manoah is giving the game back. So I would stop this. Insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. How many more Kodai Senga and Sean Manoah starts do you have to see before you understand they're going to put you in a bad spot every time?
Listen, Senga is another one that's just a total bore right now, a total waste of time. And Manoah following up his such a good year last year. He was legitimate, like, top of the rotation quality pitcher last year. That's what Sean Manoah was. And he has followed it up. And if it's an elbow injury, then get his ass on the IL. What is he doing pitching right now if he's actually still hurt? Because you're hurting the team. Get him out.
Put him on the IL. Bring Tyler McGill back. Put him on the IL and bring Brandon Sproat up. It's okay. It is okay to say, hey, you haven't been right, and that ball is going to drop. No, that ball is caught. No way he comes in and that ball drops in. Soto's another one who's been in an adventure. Not Juan Soto.
I thought you didn't want to be negative.
I'm not being negative.
Assuming that was going to drop in. I know what you're doing, Keith.
I was looking at McNeil, and then I saw Mullins come in. You can't trust Mullins. Mullins is another one who's been a disappointment after the trade deadline.
You can hit the ball better than Cedric Mullins right now. What happened to that guy?
I thought Cedric the Entertainer was coming through. He had a great last couple weeks for the Orioles. I guess it didn't mean anything. He has not been anything. He hasn't been a plus for the Mets at all. You don't even need him.
All the honestly, Mets fans who wanted Mullins over Luis Robert, maybe pull that back a little bit.
Well, Luis Robert didn't even play in this White Sox series, right? Like, he's not available, and he didn't get traded. But I felt like so many people were saying they needed, like, Jose Siri's coming back. You didn't even need to go out and trade for Mullins. You could have figured it out. Now you have Luis Angel Acuna back up. He's another guy that can play center field. You had Tyrone Taylor, Jeff McNeil. Mullins being here is just like, I don't know, it's a waste of space. Anyway, back to the Volpe conversation so we can get back to the Yankee calls at 888-808-1019. Like, a lot of you have turned on Volpe to the point where, I don't know. And listen, like, he had the error in the, he's going to make mistakes because the pressure of the world is on the guy right now. He's got to be perfect, and you can't be perfect in baseball. It's a game of failure. But it's so hard for this guy to just do the simple things. I was happy to see him break through and have some success at the plate. But, like, he's not going anywhere. They told you, we view him as a shortstop. And even though all the numbers are bad, the optics are bad, he's going to play. They're not going to just say, Caballero, you're the guy. But I'm very interested to see their sense of urgency and how they play it against these better teams. The White Sox is one thing. The White Sox is I mean, the White Sox, whatever, play anybody. But, like, when they're playing against better teams, especially when they come home, right, because it's harder in Yankee Stadium. When I talk about the Boo Birds, I just couldn't, like, understand. I was in there that 40-minute inning. Volpe made two outs out of three in the inning. Like, he couldn't get involved, and the fans were just brutal. I don't know. I've never been like that. I'm rooting for the Yankees to win. I'm trying to help will them to victory. I'm not rooting against any of those guys. I'm rooting for everybody in the laundry. But, man, there are some fans out to get Volpe because, I don't know, they look at him like he's the coach's son, like he's protected, and he doesn't deserve the right. And it's gotten so far, it sucks. I wish it wasn't a thing. I wish it wasn't a narrative. I wish it wasn't a storyline. I wish it wasn't a conversation. Literally today, and we'll get back to the phone, I'm coming out of ShopRite in Hoboken, and there is a ad for Yankees tickets. And my wife points to it, and Volpe is in the center, and to the right is Judge, and to the left is Max Fried. And she's like, look, she's like Volpe's in the middle of that advertisement. And I'm like, we've seen that advertisement for months coming out of here, but we didn't think anything about it till now. It's the Yankees marketing. Like, somebody in the Yankees marketing department decided to put the homegrown local Yankee shortstop front and center, but put the MVP to his right, and Max Fried, who just signed the largest contract for a left-handed pitcher, like, to his left. And now we're looking at it differently, like, okay, like, I don't know, man. Volpe's got to play better. They're going to play him. It is what it is.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. So everyone who wants them to send Volpe down, that time is past. You are living and dying, winning and losing with Anthony Volpe as your shortstop. And nothing is going to change that. It's not his fault that they talked him up to be the next Derek Jeter. That's not on him.
But they didn't talk him up to be the next Derek Jeter. They just showed that picture of him at 9 years old with Jeter.
They did. When Cashman says he's untouchable and you don't want to move Luis Castillo, you don't want to move Luis Castillo.
But it had nothing to do with Jeter. There is no Jeter. There is no Mariano. You know, like,
but
there is no Posada. Like, those guys are gone. There is no Pettit. Like that time is gone. We got to stop comparing guys to that. I don't think you can ever talk somebody up to be that.
Agreed. But that the message they sent was, this guy is going to be our next homegrown shortstop.
He's going to be good.
Just like two.
No, we all thought it was a lock.
Yes.
We all thought it was a lock. This guy's going to be
untouchable. You couldn't.
Gold glove, 2020, steal some bases.
Prime before he got hurt.
Perennial all-star, potentially. I know we had conversations about, you know, extending him a contract.
They wouldn't trade him for Mike Trout back in the day. He was untouchable.
Yeah, and they passed on a lot of shortstops that they could have signed, and they also passed on a lot of trades that they could have made because he was their guy, and he's still their guy, and it just is what it is. It's just like a perplexing Pegasus we're riding as Yankee fans because he's going to be in the lineup, and he's going to make errors. He's going to lead the league in errors, but he's also going to homer. He's also going to have some hits. He's also going to find his way here and there, but, you know, he's the whipping boy right now, and he went from being the golden boy to the whipping boy so fast. Mario, Long Beach, back on the fan. What's up, my man?
What's going on, my friend? How you doing?
Good. Hanging out, you know, Labor Day, watching the Mets, yeah. Talking Yanks.
No, I got 2 points, one on Volpe and one on Devin Williams. Let me start with Volpe first. Now, do we realize that Volpe has 18 homers and what, 70 RBI, 60 RBI, 70?
Nobody cares. He has been productive at times, too. Yes.
Yeah.
People don't care.
Let me bring up a point. Not only that, and I also know because I heard, I think it was the first baseman announcer on the Mets, was it Hernandez? Keith Hernandez saying it. 80% of the balls that were called errors in the dirt, the first baseman should have caught. Now, forget about we want to go into it, he should have thrown. You see people picking him out of the dirt all the time. They really should have done better for him that. But that, still, he shouldn't have thrown that.
Well, they have a first base situation where Paul Goldschmidt is old, and Ben Rice is very young and new, still learning the position. And, yeah, they have failed him on some of those scoop attempts.
Yo, and the funny thing is, if you look at Caballier, they say play him. So Volpe, I did a little homework. Volpe's lifetime Van Aynard is 222. Caballier is 227. Now, do you know what's very funny? Do you know who has the best batting average in the postseason for the Yankees? It's Volpe. He's got a 286 batting average in the postseason, 42 at-bats, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he hit a grand slam in the World Series.
No, you're correct. He performed well in the postseason last year, and that was after the numbers were so damning that they shut him down for a little bit and gave him a rest at the end of the season going into the postseason, and he performed well.
Exactly. My last thing, and then I'll let you go, I'll listen to your response. Devin Williams, right? Last nine times he was out, right? His ERA is under 2, and he struck out 13 in his last 5 times that out. He looks like he's on his way back. And I give Boone a lot of people credit because they could have just buried him and not played him. They're letting him go back on low leverage time, and he's really pitching really well now. 13 strikeouts in your last five appearances is very, very impressive.
He's back.
You know what you think.
No, he's back. Like, he's back to being a weapon. But I don't know. You still don't trust him because they're going to pitch him, and there's going to be a time where it gets rocky or gets shaky. But no, he's definitely back. Thanks for the call, Mario. So Volpe and Devin Williams, before we end up getting to the next break here. What the Yankees tried to do in sitting Volpe recently was reset him to get him going, and it worked some. But it also worked against him. Like, I don't know. He's not going to be perfect, and he's going to make mistakes. And they have to overcome it. And that's what they're willing to do in a way. Like, I don't know how to explain, like, the Yankees' position on it. They will die hard on their decision that Anthony Volpe is the shortstop and they're going to ride with him. And you just got to deal with it as a fan. You literally just have to deal with it as a fan. And I think there are fans who are screaming that he doesn't deserve to play and that he should be benched or sent down, and that's not going to happen. So Volpe has 19 homers, 70 RBI, but he's also got 129 strikeouts. How many times does he make the last out of the inning? How many times does he flail at pitches that are just non-competitive? It's tough. That 210 batting average, not great. And his boy Wells, besties, they got the same batting average. At least Wells came through and was fired up this past weekend with a homer. But yeah, it is what it is, folks. The Volpe experience and experiment, I think it's a work in progress. Like, we're far away from it, but like, he's a liability and they believe in him. They say he's the shortstop, and it's just got to be more consistent. He's far too inconsistent. Now, speaking of consistent, Devin Williams has been consistent. Devin Williams is back. There is no, it's like, you know, when I talk about me getting off the roller coaster on August 8th, that was a week from hell for Devin Williams and the Devin Williams campaign against the people that have been saying don't pitch him. But like, they started putting him in low leverage and he figured it out, and now they can use him in high leverage again. And like, I think we had maybe a week where we were joking around calling him low lev dev. I remember I had the guys on from Fireside Yankees, and we were calling him Low Lev Dev, and he shook that name. He shook that name. He didn't want that name. Now he's back to not being the closer, but you can put him in a game late with the lead. You can put him in a game tie. He's going to be a weapon, but like, I still don't trust him. I just think he's got the makeup to, like, in October, it's just going to come back around. I have a fear, and I don't want to be right. I have a fear that there's going to be a moment in October that we pitch him and he blows the game. He gives it up. And we're just going to say, yeah, we kind of knew, but, you know, they forced it. 888-808-1019. How about Aroldis Chapman? Aroldis Chapman signs a deal through 26 with the Red Sox. Aroldis Chapman is a new man. Aroldis Chapman, as the Yankees were searching from Clay Holmes to Luke Weaver to Devin Williams to now David Bednar for a closer. And Chapman, he's over there killing it for the Red Sox. And, I think I heard a drop on Moose's show from Buster Only about, the big difference is him locating his fastball. How Carlos Narvaez is on PitchCom telling him fastball inside or fastball outside. I'm like, and how it was like a eureka moment for Aroldis Chapman, not just throwing the fastball down the middle. I'm like, come on. He's been around way too long for me to buy that. But yeah, a former Yankee whose most famous moment was giving up the homer to lose in the ALCS against the Astros in 2019. And, you know, the whole buzzer thing and no, don't take off my jersey. And Altuve coming around the bases to score. And then not long after that, I think it was 2022, Chapman doesn't even show up for like the workout day. Chapman is not interested in being a Yankee and they end up cutting ties. But he's still got that rocket arm. He's still got that Cuban missile. He's with the enemy now. We'll see him again soon. Yep. Aroldis Chapman officially extended by the Boston Red Sox. He'll earn $12 million in 2026 plus $1 million signing bonus. Anyway, let's go to Mark in West Palm Beach, Florida next on The Fan. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you? I'm really enjoying the show. Question. When an umpire misses a call like this in the case with Bellinger and lost a team a game, are there any repercussions ever for the umpire?
Just Twitter. And I'm sure those umps don't go on Twitter. There's umpire score cards. There's this ump audit page where they show you, like, this guy completely missed. And I don't need to go to Twitter and check. If you're watching the game, just watch it. That ball was high and inside to end the game. I get it. It's the last game. You got a flight to catch. You're trying to give the White Sox one so they don't get swept at home. But come on, that's egregious. You know what's going to happen, Mark? We're going to see that in a postseason game coming up this October. And then they're going to have to put that automatic balls and strike system in ASAP because you got to at least be able to challenge that with the game and the series on the line.
Exactly. I mean, that's just what I was thinking. What happens if this guy does the same thing in the playoffs? Still got to catch his flight home.
He's still got to get out of town. But, like, there are no repercussions for these guys. They've been terrible all year. I always say it's standard. I don't even complain about it anymore because even when I watch other teams, not the Yankees, it happens to the Mets too. I'm like, it's standard that these guys don't know the zone. It's almost laughable. Thanks for the call, Mark. Even the young lady who was the first woman to be the umpire, to be an umpire behind home plate in Major League Baseball, her historic first ball she called a strike. Like, they saved the ball. It was clearly a ball. She called it a strike. She's fitting right in right away. her historic first pitch. They take the ball and they throw it to the side to save it for her. And it was an incorrect call. It was a clear ball call for a strike. So they're allowed to just do this. And you know what people chalk it up to? It's the human element. I don't need it. It's 2025, almost 2026. Get it right. I don't need the human element to get it wrong. We do everything else with technology and computers to get things right, to get information, to be accurate. Why can't we do that here with baseball? 888-808-1019. Let's break it down. That was a quick first hour, man. This is fun when you have the Mets ride along. And here we are. They're taking out Soto. This is what I said. Manaea, and I know a lot of you guys are going to get on Manaea if this doesn't go his way. Here comes Stanek. Manaea has to manage his way out of this one with a one-run lead that should be a lot larger based off the Mets putting up six runs. I'm saying Manaea. Carlos Mendoza, excuse me. Carlos Mendoza's got to manage his way through the rest of this one with the bullpen. I mean, it's Charlie Morton on the mound for the Tigers. They already got six runs off Charlie Morton. That should be enough to win. But now you got to see who comes out of the pen. And this is a first-place Tigers team with a bunch of hitters. So we've got that. We've still got the Yankee conversation. I can't wait till we get to, like, football time. I think I'm going to wait until, like, 4 o'clock. Because if you think about, like, those 405, 425 games starting next Sunday, like, we're close, man. This Sunday, it's Monday. Like, we are so close to NFL football. I do want to talk about the Jets and the Giants. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm on till 7. We got plenty of time. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.